Gerbiami vykdytojai, klausydami šio teksto sureguliuokite grotuvo tembrą ir garsą. Prašome įsitikinti, ar visoje egzamino patalpoje tekstas gerai girdimas. Jeigu garsas per silpnas ar per stiprus, tinkamai sureguliuokite grotuvą, kad tekstas būtų aiškiai girdimas. Po šio teksto bus 10 sekundžių pauzė, o po jos prasidės klausymo testas. Linkime sėkmės.
Klausymo testo pradžia. Kiekvienos užduoties pradžioje išgirsite šį garsą. Klausydamiesi teksto pirmą kartą, pradėkite atlikti užduotį, o klausydamiesi antrą kartą, stenkitės ją užbaigti. Tarp pirmojo ir antrojo klausymų bus nedidelė pauzė, o po antrojo klausymų bus skirta laiko užduočiai baigti. Klausymo testo pabaigoje turėsite dar 2 minutes baigti visus atsakymus. Pirmoji užduotis. Išklausykite pokalbį 2 kartus ir trumpai atsakykite į klausimus. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su klausimais. Dabar klausykitės pokalbio.
So, Susan, do you have anything planned for this Saturday?
I'm kind of busy. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd like to get together and do something, like catch a movie or take a walk down by the lake.
I'd love to, but I'm really going to be busy all day on Saturday.
What do you have going on that day?
Well, first my mum asked me to help clean the house in the morning. And then I have a dentist appointment at 12:30. I can't miss that because I've cancelled twice before.
Well, what about after that?
Well, I'm going to be running around all day. After the dentist appointment, I need to meet Julie at 2:00 to help her with her science project. It's due in on Monday morning at school.
Okay, but are you free after that?
Hardly. Then I have to pick up my brother from soccer practice at 4:30. And my mum asked me to cook dinner for the family at 5:30. Then I'll have to clean the dishes and finish reading my history assignment. Who knows how long that'll take?
Wow, sounds like you're going to have a full day. Hey, listen, why don't I come over later in the evening and we can make some popcorn and watch a movie?
Oh, that would be great, but our DVD player is broken.
Well, let's just play a game or something.
Sounds good. But give me a call before you come.
Dabar klausykitės pokalbio dar kartą.
So, Susan, do you have anything planned for this Saturday?
I'm kind of busy. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd like to get together and do something, like catch a movie or take a walk down by the lake.
I'd love to. But I'm really going to be busy all day on Saturday.
What do you have going on that day?
Well, first my mum asked me to help clean the house in the morning. And then I have a dentist appointment at 12:30. I can't miss that because I've cancelled twice before.
Well, what about after that?
Well, I'm going to be running around all day. After the dentist appointment, I need to meet Julie at 2:00 to help her with her science project. It's due in on Monday morning at school.
Okay. But are you free after that?
Hardly. Then I have to pick up my brother from soccer practice at 4:30. And my mum asked me to cook dinner for the family at 5:30. Then I'll have to clean the dishes and finish reading my history assignment. Who knows how long that'll take?
Wow, sounds like you're going to have a full day. Hey, listen, why don't I come over later in the evening and we can make some popcorn and watch a movie.
Oh, that would be great, but our DVD player is broken.
Well, let's just play a game or something.
Sounds good, but give me a call before you come.
Pirmoji užduotis baigta. Dabar prasidės antroji užduotis. Antroji užduotis. Išklausykite tekstą du kartus ir pažymėkite teisingą atsakymą taip, kaip parodyta pavyzdyje. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su klausimais. Dabar klausykitės teksto.
It is common among parents to complain about the viewing habits of TV-addicted teens. Do they know something kids don't? Well, according to a recent study, too much TV could increase the odds of becoming depressed as an adult. Researchers monitored a sample of about 4,100 teenagers for 7 years. When first surveyed in 1995, they watched TV for an average of 2.3 hours each day. They also spent 37 minutes watching videos, 25 minutes playing computer games, and 2.3 hours listening to the radio. In 2002, when the same group was interviewed, 7.4% of them had developed symptoms of depression. The study found that the number of hours of TV watched per day increased the risk of becoming depressed, while similar activities, such as playing computer games and watching videos, did not. Teens who became depressed watched an average of 22 more minutes of TV per day than their peers. That relationship suggests that TV may be part of the problem. The results don't prove that TV viewing itself makes us feel sad or moody, but the evidence suggests a clear link. If you're a teenager, the next time your parents shout, "Turn that thing off," don't roll your eyes and ignore them. Go jogging, listen to music, chat online, anything to keep physically and emotionally healthy.
Dabar klausykitės teksto dar kartą.
It is common among parents to complain about the viewing habits of TV-addicted teens. Do they know something kids don't? Well, according to a recent study, too much TV could increase the odds of becoming depressed as an adult. Researchers monitored a sample of about 4,100 teenagers for 7 years. When first surveyed in 1995, they watched TV for an average of 2.3 hours each day. They also spent 37 minutes watching videos, 25 minutes playing computer games, and 2.3 hours listening to the radio. In 2002, when the same group was interviewed, 7.4% of them had developed symptoms of depression. The study found that the number of hours of TV watched per day increased the risk of becoming depressed, while similar activities, such as playing computer games and watching videos, did not. Teens who became depressed watched an average of 22 more minutes of TV per day than their peers. That relationship suggests that TV may be part of the problem. The results don't prove that TV viewing itself makes us feel sad or moody, but the evidence suggests a clear link. If you're a teenager, the next time your parents shout, "Turn that thing off," don't roll your eyes and ignore them. Go jogging, listen to music, chat online, anything to keep physically and emotionally healthy.
Antroji užduotis baigta. Dabar prasidės trečioji užduotis. Trečioji užduotis. Išklausykite tekstą du kartus ir pažymėkite teisingus ir neteisingus atsakymus. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su teiginiais. Dabar klausykitės teksto.
In Lewis Carroll's story, Through the Looking Glass, Humpty Dumpty says, "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." But most of us want to use words and expressions whose meaning others understand too. That is why the Voice of America broadcasts the special English program, Words and Their Stories. Today, we are talking about the expression white elephant. A white elephant is something which will cost you money, perhaps an increasing amount of money over time, and in the end, have no value. It may be something that costs too much to fix or too much to use. A white elephant could be a car, a boat, a house, or even a business which demands more and more of your money without bringing in enough profit in return. In the words of the poet John Cheever Goodwin, "For that elephant ate all night, and that elephant ate all day. Do what he could to furnish him food, the cry was still more hay." This is true of all elephants, white or dark. As we all know, the elephant is the largest land mammal and perhaps the heaviest of eaters. There have never been many albino or white elephants, thus they are considered to be sacred in parts of Asia. Writers William and Mary Morris give the following explanation for our present use of the expression. Hundreds of years ago, there were so few white elephants that every one was taken by the king, and because they were sacred, it was unlawful to put any of them to work. The king used a white elephant to punish any of his officials who displeased him. He gave the man the elephant as a gift. Then the king just waited. He knew that in time the official would spend all his money feeding the elephant. And, because the elephant could not do any work, the official could not use him to make any money. So the gift of a white elephant resulted in ruin.
Dabar klausykitės teksto dar kartą.
In Lewis Carroll's story, Through the Looking Glass, Humpty Dumpty says, "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." But most of us want to use words and expressions whose meaning others understand too. That is why the Voice of America broadcasts the special English program, Words and Their Stories. Today, we are talking about the expression white elephant. A white elephant is something which will cost you money, perhaps an increasing amount of money over time, and in the end, have no value. It may be something that costs too much to fix or too much to use. A white elephant could be a car, a boat, a house, or even a business which demands more and more of your money without bringing in enough profit in return. In the words of the poet John Cheever Goodwin, "For that elephant ate all night, and that elephant ate all day. Do what he could to furnish him food, the cry was still more hay." This is true of all elephants, white or dark. As we all know, the elephant is the largest land mammal and perhaps the heaviest of eaters. There have never been many albino or white elephants. Thus, they are considered to be sacred in parts of Asia. Writers William and Mary Morris give the following explanation for our present use of the expression. Hundreds of years ago, there were so few white elephants that everyone was taken by the king, and because they were sacred, it was unlawful to put any of them to work. The king used a white elephant to punish any of his officials who displeased him. He gave the man the elephant as a gift. Then the king just waited. He knew that in time the official would spend all his money feeding the elephant. And, because the elephant could not do any work, the official could not use him to make any money. So the gift of a white elephant resulted in ruin.
Trečioji užduotis baigta. Dabar prasidės ketvirtoji užduotis. Ketvirtoji užduotis. Išklausykite interviu du kartus ir į tarpus įrašykite tinkamus žodžius. Nulinis atvejis – pavyzdys. Jūs dabar turite 30 sekundžių susipažinti su klausimais. Dabar klausykiteis interviu.
Hannah, you've been in Lithuania a while. In fact, a few years. How long have you been here? And then the question we all get asked, so you never need to be asked it again. Why?
I arrived on Žolinė in 2003, so I've been based in the Baltics over 12 years now, as I came here from Tallinn. I originally chose the Baltics simply because no one I knew had ever been here. My first year of teaching was in Prague, and I wanted somewhere as beautiful but exotic. Like so many of us, I was initially on a one-year contract, but found my niche here, and now I wouldn't want to up sticks again.
Please, tell us more about your working life here. You teach English.
I've always been involved in language teaching in various guises. After managing ILS, I went on to work part-time at Vilnius University at the Institute of Foreign Languages, teaching ESP, English for Specific Purposes, to IT specialists. I'm also teaching on the bachelor's program for English-Russian specialists. This was a change from the other work I'd previously done with adults, with a whole new set of challenges. I'm happy to now be working in a Lithuanian-speaking environment. I'm also involved in Cambridge ESOL exams at the British Council. My prime activity is individual tuition and small group exam preparation courses. I have a classroom on Gedimino Avenue. These three main activities keep me busy. I also appreciate the variety of editing textbooks and recording the audio material, other voiceover work, judging competitions, and other random requests when a female native-speaking Brit is required. There are not so many of us.
What do you enjoy the most about being in Lithuania?
I love music, so I'm pleased we're getting some big names coming to Lithuania. I enjoy grappling with Lithuanian. It's like a puzzle, and being a learner has undoubtedly made me a better teacher. I appreciate the patience that my teacher of Lithuanian has demonstrated too. I love the views over the Neris and the forest through the window of my flat, as we live quite high up. I also like the fact that Vilnius is a small city and I can get everywhere by public transport. One day I might write my novel about Trolleybus 13, as it's an endless source of fuel for ideas. You can also jump in the car and be in the middle of nowhere quite easily, so escaping to the countryside is another pleasure.
Dabar klausykitės interviu dar kartą.
Hannah, you've been in Lithuania a while. In fact, a few years. How long have you been here? And then the question we all get asked, so you never need to be asked it again, why?
I arrived on Žolinė in 2003, so I've been based in the Baltics over 12 years now, as I came here from Tallinn. I originally chose the Baltics simply because no one I knew had ever been here. My first year of teaching was in Prague, and I wanted somewhere as beautiful but exotic. Like so many of us, I was initially on a one-year contract, but found my niche here, and now I wouldn't want to up sticks again.
Please, tell us more about your working life here. You teach English.
I've always been involved in language teaching in various guises. After managing ILS, I went on to work part-time at Vilnius University at the Institute of Foreign Languages, teaching ESP, English for Specific Purposes, to IT specialists. I'm also teaching on the bachelor's programme for English-Russian specialists. This was a change from the other work I'd previously done with adults, with a whole new set of challenges. I'm happy to now be working in a Lithuanian-speaking environment. I'm also involved in Cambridge ESOL exams at the British Council. My prime activity is individual tuition and small group exam preparation courses. I have a classroom on Gedimino Avenue. These three main activities keep me busy. I also appreciate the variety of editing textbooks and recording the audio material, other voiceover work, judging competitions, and other random requests when a female native-speaking Brit is required. There are not so many of us.
What do you enjoy the most about being in Lithuania?
I love music, so I'm pleased we're getting some big names coming to Lithuania. I enjoy grappling with Lithuanian. It's like a puzzle, and being a learner has undoubtedly made me a better teacher. I appreciate the patience that my teacher of Lithuanian has demonstrated too. I love the views over the Neris and the forest through the window of my flat, as we live quite high up. I also like the fact that Vilnius is a small city, and I can get everywhere by public transport. One day, I might write my novel about Trolleybus 13, as it's an endless source of fuel for ideas. You can also jump in the car and be in the middle of nowhere quite easily, so escaping to the countryside is another pleasure.
Klausimo testo pabaiga. Dabar jūs turite 2 minutes baigti visus atsakymus.